I was blessed the moment I opened up my eyes this morning. I hear people say, I'd like to go to church for a blessing. Well, if you're alive and you open up your eyes, you've already been blessed. Jesus is the greatest thing that could ever happen to anybody in this world. If you're here and you don't know Jesus Christ, the Bible says you're like a dead man or woman out walking around. You're blind and you can't see. Boy, I'm alive, and I'm alive forevermore, because I don't have to worry about dying anymore. When you die dead to the love of sin, the Bible says the second death will have no more power over you. You know, some brothers and sisters, they say things that I just don't understand. You know, I know that Jesus Christ saved my soul. I know that I've been born again. Because I'm no longer the same person I used to be. The things I used to hate, now I love them. And the things I used to love, now I hate them, Brother Junior. And you know what? Jesus Christ, he's my all in all this morning, Brother Jim. You know, many things went through my mind last night. My daughter had a graduation party. I thought, well, I'm going to be too tired. Oh, Satan, he's a liar, and he'll steal every blessing that you got if you give him the opportunity to. He said, you're going to be too tired to get up in the morning. And I thought, okay, I might be. And then about 8 o'clock last night, I started getting a sore throat. And I said, man, there's no way I'm going to be able to get up and drive 3.5 hours to go to church in the morning. But you know, I serve a God today that's got all power. And all, he's got it all in the palm of his hand. And he woke me up this morning about 4:30. The alarm clock didn't even have to go up. And I got up and shaved and took a shower. And I was on my way somewhere this morning. Where do you say he was going? I'm going to the meeting house to be with my brothers and sisters. I ain't going to let old Satan steal my blessings. Because you see, there's one that's in me that is stronger than he that is in the world. And I'm no longer my own keeper. I'm kept by the power of God. And you know, if you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ and a free pardon and remission of your sin, you might think, well, I'll wait till I get old because I got too much fun to have out there in the world. Well, that world ain't got nothing to offer you today. I want to tell you, nothing but a lot of heartache, trials, and tribulation. If you want joy and happiness and peace, you got to get that inward man in the right condition. You must be born again. There's only one way to go to heaven, and that's through and by the name of this man named Jesus Christ. If you're here today, you know, a lot of people get up and say, well, God hates this and God hates that. Yeah, he does. If you're here today and you're a homosexual, God don't like that. If you're here today and you've committed murder, God don't like that. If you're here today and you're an alcoholic, no, God don't like that. If you're here today and you're a drug addict, God don't like that. But let me tell you the good news. Jesus Christ loves you, and he died for you. He loves you just as much as he loved one of his own children. I want to tell you, he died for him, Brother Junior. You're looking at a man that used to be a drug addict and an alcoholic. I used to love the world, but I'm no longer of the world. I'm not chosen out of the world. I'm on a highway today. It's a straight and narrow highway. And you know where it's going to end up? In that city called heaven, where I'm going to live forever and ever, where there'll be no more heartache. There'll be no more dying. There'll be nothing but joy and happiness for eternity. How long's eternity? It's forever and ever and ever, with no end in sight. You know what? You ain't going to have to lay down and take a nap when you get home from church. church. You ain't going to have to wake up and feel tired or feel sick. You know, the Bible teaches me there's going to be one long day there. There ain't going to be no night there. There's going to be one long day. And what are we going to be doing? We're going to sing a new song. We're going to sing a song. I've been redeemed by the Lamb of God. You know, Jesus Christ, He died for you and me. He loves this whole world. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And I'm alive today. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, if our only hope of Christ was in this world, we would be of all men most miserable. And I'm not miserable. I'm happy today. You know, when Jesus Christ looks at me, He don't look at this old fleshly man. I've got on a coat of righteousness. I'm clothed with a righteousness of Jesus Christ. When He looks down at me, He don't see Ray. He sees the blood and His Son. And you know what? That's the only thing that makes any of us worth anything today. You see, my righteousness has been filthy rags, but His righteousness is wonderful. Can you feel His righteousness today? I'm so glad that I got up and come this way. You know what? There's something that bothers me going on in this land we're living in. There was a man that come out and said that he was a homosexual, and the president of our United States called him and congratulated him. Let me tell you today, that is wrong. And I want to tell you that people, they don't want to hear the truth. You know what people want to hear? That's okay. You can do that. There ain't nothing wrong with that. You can go out and get drunk. And as long as you come and give me some of your money, you'll be all right. Come on back. Well, I want to tell you, I'm no longer my own keeper. I'm kept by the power of God. That's not to say that Jesus Christ don't love him. He loves everybody, and He died for him. But if you die in your sins, that's the end for you. So is there anybody here that don't know Jesus Christ? You can say, well, I just ain't good enough. Yeah, you're right, you're not good enough. You never will be good enough. But if you want a wonderful life here on this earth, and an even more greater and more fantastic life to come, get Jesus Christ on your side. Get the blood applied. I love every one of you here today, and I hope I haven't said nothing out of the way. But I just want you to know that Jesus loves you and He died for you. It seems like a lot of time people get up and preach about hell and going to the lake of fire, and that's true. But they leave out the most important part, love. You know, in the First Corinthians chapter 13, it talks about charity, which is love. You can have all these things, but if you don't have love, you don't have nothing. The Bible says, how do you know that you pass from life unto death? Because you love the brothers and sisters. And you know, when I come to church, I just love to hug people's neck and shake their hands. And that just reassures me that I'm what I think I am. And you know what? I do wrong. I'm a sinner. I sin every day. The Bible teaches me that any man that saith he don't sin is a liar, and the truth's not in him. But see, we got an advocate sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us when we do wrong. And you know, when I do wrong, I don't need Brother Terry to call me or Brother Jim or none of these brothers to call me and say, Brother Ray, you know what you've done? I don't need that, because I got somebody. I got the Master that tells me when I do wrong. I'm chastised. The Bible says if you're chastised not, you're a bastard and not a son. Well, I want to tell you today that I'm a son of God and I'm a blessed man. The Bible says, we have food and raiment. Be ye content, for tomorrow will take care of itself. And if I never make it home to see my wife and kids, or never make it back to this church, come and go with me to my Father's house. Amen.